Welcome to the Volunteer Youth Worker Podcast. Youth ministries rise and fall on the volunteers. So we are here to encourage and equip you. Join the conversation as we tackle the practical questions you are asking so you can help the next generation know Jesus.
Episode 162 of the Volunteer Youth Worker Podcast. Welcome back, everybody. It is so good to have you here tuning in. And I've got Sid Coop in the interview chair. Sid, how are you feeling today?
Man, Jared, this is so good to be back in this chair again and really excited about this conversation because it's stopped.
This chair specifically, have you not been sitting in your chair much over the last couple of weeks?
No, to be honest with you, Jared, the chair that I've been sitting in has been on a beach by a lake. In the sun. I mean, I don't even know actually how to even put this up like that because no one's feeling sorry for me not having been in this chair. That's for sure.
Well, and you're probably not haven't been sitting down much. Okay, so the questions people kind of get from the title here is what should we do when teens come back from camp? And I think what we mean by that is that we're recording this live in the midst of summer camp. You're working at a summer camp, so you're interacting with campers, which are typically younger, but a ton of like teenagers, middle school, high school students that are volunteering, that are part of things. That's your reality right now. Is that right?
Oh, dude, it's been so amazing. So, Jared, as you know, YWC has a contract with Green Bay Bible Camp this year to oversee their leadership and discipleship development of staff. So, you know, Lisette and Kyle, two people from our team, are here with us at Green Bay this summer. We're working on this together. It's been awesome. So, and challenging, like super challenging. Learning a lot about like organizational leadership, the significance of having good systems and structures, but more important, your culture. How good is your culture with your staff and your people? And Jared, you know, because everything is so like intense and pressured and fast at camp, our learnings are like 10xing in a way. So the things we're learning in a week are the things that we learned in, you know, 3 months when I was, you know, in the local church ministry. So it's really great. Love it so much. And then just being able to work with young leaders has been incredible. Yesterday got to gather with about almost 40 middle school to high school leaders here at camp and talk about what it looks like to develop resilience and be people who are using their gifts to deeply and radically serve other people as a foundation for their leadership development. So had that at the same time, had a conversation this morning with another young leader about things that he posted right after he told me he wanted to be a youth pastor. Talked about, you know, if you own a position in a ministry like that and you post the things that you post, you lose trust with parents who are like your most important, you know, quote unquote, stakeholder in your ministry. And just got to look him in the eyes and say, young man, I appreciate you so much. I need you to know if you post that, you probably don't have a job any longer in the place where you want to be a youth pastor. So why don't we fix that now? And let's start a different journey. So like, Jer, I can't tell you how much I'm really enjoying the immediate what's happening right now work that's taking place. I'll give you one more example.
Late at
night last night, we've got like three young girls who have triangulated, if you will, and it's a lot of drama. I've got a young leader trying to figure out how to deal with this. You know, we get a chance to give parents a call and she gets to listen in and hear how that works. So that's how you talk with parents about that kind of situation. Here's how you deal with the kids. Here's how we learn in the environment or lead in the environment. It's been awesome, Jared. Really thankful to be here.
Okay. And so all this is, that's a lot. And that makes sense to people that have been a part of camp, but man, we've got a bunch of volunteer youth workers listening.
Yeah.
And for some of them, that actually might be a little bit like, they don't even understand what's happening here because they have never necessarily experienced camp. So there's this weird thing oftentimes happens. We've got our volunteers in our ministry during the school year and then summer. And a lot of times if you're in church ministry, especially, you know, maybe program kind of dies down a bit. You send kids off to these summer camp experiences. And so as volunteers, eventually they come back and you're like, I don't know what they did this summer. Like, were they working in like a part-time job? And so help people understand kind of what's going on for these teenagers, because it sounds pretty intense relationally and all that kind of stuff that's going on.
Yeah, it really is. So Jared, I think oftentimes as a volunteer youth leader, we think about our kids going to camp, especially like our high school students. We think of them going to camp to experience it as a camper. I think that's fantastic. I think we should encourage every one of our kids to go to camp as a camper. But I think there's a deeper experience that can be had at camp that I think is even more powerful when it comes to life transformation. And that's seeing our students go to camp as leaders. Most camps have kind of a graduated or staggered leadership program where there's like a level one leadership that starts in about grade 9 and 10, level two leadership starts in grade 11 and 12, level three and four kind of in first year college all the way up to kind of third, fourth year college. And so our camp is no different than others where we see that kind of movement as well. And so we have right now about 40 grade 9 and 10 students that are in our very first layer of leadership development. There's a lot of like work projects that they do, but they're also getting really intentional one-on-one mentorship. They're getting leadership and spiritual formation classes that happen throughout the week. They also have opportunity where they're, you know, equipped to do faith formation practices that they need to go and do on their own. And then, of course, they get to at some point carry some pretty significant responsibility when it comes to actually overseeing and leading groups of kids as well. So it's all layered. It's mentored. And the great part of it, Jer, is it's moving pretty fast, but we always get to do good debriefs as well. So we process the experiences that the kids have had so they can understand like where they really won, where they had a struggle, what they would do differently next time, and how this shapes who they are. So that's like that kind of first level. Then you have another level of leadership. That's your grade 11 and 12. They're much more hands-on in our environment with students and also executing program. And again, the same process exists where we have kind of four ways to do deep development. We have mentorship happening with older leaders. That's a consistent thing that takes place. We have content that they
work. We should say that this is obviously specific to your environment, although a lot of camps, it might be something similar or include different parts of this type of thing.
Absolutely.
Because there's a wide range of ways that this kind of runs across our country, but they're really fairly similar maybe.
And there's fairly similar elements to it. And in fact, I would like to suggest that as a small group leader, if you're going to encourage your child to go to camp or your student, that it would be good to kind of get to know the camp a little bit so you know how to prepare your student for entering into that space. But more importantly, and that's what we want to talk about, Jer, is how do we prepare them to come back into our youth ministry after they've been at camp? Whether it's just for 1 week, which I think can be really valuable, or whether it's for a few weeks or whether it's for a summer, I think what's really important for us as ministry leaders in a local church context that we really intentionally think through, what's it like to help that child re-enter back into this environment that they're going to find themselves in for the next 10 months. So it's a really great opportunity that we have here, Jer.
Okay, so then when we think about these kids at some point, whether they're around camp for a week or for a month or the whole summer, they're going to come back and we're going to see them. We're going to see them maybe first, like it's not in our regular youth ministry program. It's at church on Sunday. Maybe we bump into them around town, whatever it might be. When the students that are in our small group, they're coming back, we get a chance to interact with them. Can you give us a couple ideas on just how to like ask some questions or how to ask questions about camp? Like, what do we talk about when we think about camp? How do we help in the process? Like, what should we actually do as small group leaders when our kids are coming back from camp?
I love it. So I would like to suggest, Jared, that in just a normal camp environment where a young person is working, there's kind of 3 to 5 primary areas of focus that we'll see development happen in a young leader. So number one, we'll see them develop in the area of serving. So you can't go to camp and not serve, at least not in a healthy camp. That's going to take place. And if you're not serving, you're going to continue to be pushed into that space. The second one would be functioning in community. So camp is an intense environment where you're spending like lots of shared experience together with other people, shoulder to shoulder. You don't get to necessarily choose those people. And because we're tired, because there's pressures, there's going to be conflicts. So we have to figure out good conflict resolution skills. It's fantastic. Great community and teamwork skills. The third one is resilience. I think camp is a wonderful place for students to actually develop resilience because, again, the hours are long, the pressure is real, things are moving fast, and there's actually lots at stake. You're being demanded quite a bit in most of your roles at camp when you're working with other kids, and how you function in those moments do have significant consequences on other people. So there's, generally speaking, quite a bit of emphasis in that area and care about it, which is really healthy, I think, in a healthy environment for the development of a young person. And then the final two are spiritual formation, the intentionality of camp in terms of helping kids, you know, love Jesus, love others more, is just covered throughout the whole experience. And then finally, identity formation. It's a wonderful place, especially for teenagers, to really have a time of understanding who they are. So in light of those kind of 5 key developmental areas, when I'm thinking about a young person coming home from camp, I actually want to ask some questions that really kind of pertain to those. So when it comes to resilience, I might ask some questions like, hey, was there ever a time that you felt like giving up when you were at camp? Like, was there ever moments that you felt it was difficult to carry on? And I would ask questions like, what do you think caused that? How did you respond? Do you like the way you responded? Do you wish you would have responded differently? So I think about that a lot. When I think about serving, I might ask some things like, hey, what areas did you serve in? What areas brought you a lot of joy? What areas weren't nearly as fun? What did you learn about yourself, your gifts or interests as you served? And in light of that, you know, are there areas now away from camp where you wish you would have opportunity to use those gifts, skills, and experiences to serve again, maybe in our children's ministry or youth ministry? So I'd ask questions like that. When I think about questions of like community or teamwork, I might ask questions like, hey, did you experience conflict with the people you worked with? What caused that conflict? How did you resolve it? Do you like how you responded in the midst of that difficult circumstance? If you did it all over again, how would you respond differently? So when I'm thinking about, those are some of the questions. When I'm thinking about questions of spiritual formation, I'd say, hey, how did you experience Jesus this summer? Where did you see God at work? How has this changed your relationship with Jesus Christ? You know, those would be the kind of questions. Are there any practices that you did at camp that you hope to carry on now that you're away from camp? And I would assume your emotions are going to change now that you're away from camp. How do you think being in a new environment will affect your relationship with Jesus now that you're away from camp? And then finally, when it comes to like identity formation, I'm just asking questions like, hey, what did you learn about yourself? Do you see yourself differently now than you did before camp? Are there any areas in terms of like, how you sense your purpose, how you sense your value, that you would like to see developed and grow now that you're not at camp any longer? So those are some of the questions that I would be asking as a way of helping them really process and evaluate the experience they've just had. And then the second thing I would love them to do, because many camps are really intentional about the development of young people, I would want to ask them questions like, well, you know, how would you like to continue to grow, or what would be some goals that you would love for yourself over the next 10 months now that you're away from camp? In terms of like, what would you like to see happen in your relationship with Jesus? Are there areas that you would like to serve in now that you're not at camp? Who do you want to be when you're at school? Has anything changed about who you want to be or how you act with your friends when you're at school this year? So I would start doing a little bit of both evaluation of what's taken place and start to do some goal setting for what's to come.
That's fantastic. So what we're going to do is we'll include all of those questions in the show notes, either just in a list format, or we'll actually have a document that we may just link that as well, so that people can access that kind of thing. Because I think those kinds of questions are really helpful for us as small group leaders to have on hand, and so we want to make sure that you've got access to those whenever that time comes or you see those students, because it might not be for another couple of weeks or a couple of months even, and so to be able to process that kind of stuff, I think that's a lot of fun. Honestly, it also could be good for any type of experiential thing that you do in your youth ministry. I think about a mission trip, and a lot of these kinds of things are happening too. So I love that so much.
Jared, a couple other things that I'm just thinking about here as we're talking as well. I think number one, that we as youth workers, we know that for consequential long-term faith development to happen, a young person, all of our research told us that they would have to look back on their time as an adolescent and say, I really experienced God at some point in the season of my journey. And part of what we get to do then as youth workers is help them process experience. And I think there's two types of experiences that we're going to need to process. We've already talked about processing their experience at camp, and I think it's really important. It's great. It's intense. It's life-shaping and transforming. But we also have to prepare them for the experience they're going to have when they come back into like out of camp and back into kind of normative rhythms, if you will. There's a couple of things that I'm just aware of. Number one, there has been an intensity when it comes to the friendship that they've experienced at camp. We should celebrate that with them, but we should also help prepare them for the types of friendships or experiences with friends that will occur beyond camp, that's going to be a little bit different, and help them understand why you might not feel quite as close or intimate with your friends away from camp as you did at camp, because the environment is so different. It doesn't make your friends any less significant. And I think it's the same in terms of experiencing Jesus, that even though the environment will change, the intensity will change, God does not change. The same God who is with you at camp is the same God who is with you outside of camp. And I think we can be a little bit preemptive in helping prepare kids for a very different type of experience they're going to have, which, if not processed well, could actually create a little bit of doubt or cynicism for the young person in a couple of areas. One, maybe God isn't actually with me now because the experience is so different. Or two, maybe this community I'm with isn't like spiritually mature like they were at camp because I'm having such a different experience. And I think we want to process both of those for kids as they come back into our environment and really give them a pathway forward to continue to invest, continue to serve, and experience God in ways that fit the context that they're in. Jared, that leads me to kind of my last thought, that if I'm a volunteer youth worker, I'm probably talking with my point leader to just go, hey, what kind of roles and opportunities will we have for our kids when they come back from camp where they can be plugged into leadership experiences again in our local, you know, ministry context, whether that's with children's ministry or youth ministry, whatever that is. Are there some specific spaces that we could already be looking at plugging those kids back in so they can continue to serve in really significant ways?
Yeah, I you know, it's an interesting conundrum, and I know that this is a bigger question conversation than we'll get to today, but I just want to acknowledge the fact that when students do come back, it is challenging because totally. There is something special about the experience at camp that you can't replicate in the day-to-day of a school year. And so it can be challenging and disheartening for the student, right? Because they come from this really big high of feeling purposeful and in community, like it's so rich. And then they're like, oh, I really don't like my day to day now because it's like, I got to study for my math test and I can't just pray for people at all times. And like, is God really at work when I have to, you know, clean up my locker? And so it's kind of a tough place as youth workers, but if we can help students, even in the regular part of life, and I say regular, not trying to say that camp is not regular, but it is a little bit different. And so I kind of wonder, like when you say about things like serving, you know, kids ministry, youth ministry, but there are places where maybe even as volunteers, we can say, oh, if you saw God at work, you know, through camp, I wonder if there's other places that we don't naturally think about where God could be at work. And so, you know, it could be serving. It could be like an actual, like, you know, serving people in your community or serving kids or something like that. But you might actually kind of dig through some of the things that they're discovering about their identity and find unique other ways where they could experience God at work. And, you know, there's so many examples of in our faith history of like the desert fathers or, you know, the monks or the people that kind of remove themselves from culture and seek after God and try to find him in places that are still quite mundane or, you know, typical. And so for us to try to allow God to be at work, even when it doesn't feel like, you know, we're not doing chapel every night in the same way, but people can still seek after God every night on their own. And so that's the tension that I'm wrestling with there in terms of trying to help students navigate the return to the September to May time. Is that fair?
Oh, I think it's so fair, Jared. And, you know, one of the things we were talking about at staff meeting this morning was trying to become alert to where God is at work or how God is at work and how we see him at work in others. And I do think, again, like as a volunteer youth worker, we are a guide to the kids in our care. And I think, you know, number one, it is important for us to help them see where God is at work outside of camp, point that out. And not only outside of camp, but also in their lives. Hey, I see God at work in this area, or I see the potential for God to be at work in your life in this area, in this environment, in this way. And helping them understand that, you know, while at camp you were maybe leading a cabin and praying with kids and, you know, even inviting children to come follow Jesus, which is amazing and powerful, God is still significantly at work in your life when you're just trying to live with integrity in a really difficult environment on that team or with that club that you're a part of. And so again, I think that as volunteer youth workers, we are a guide for our kids to help them understand themselves, how God is at work and the environments that God's placed them in, where he's at work in that space as well. So it is really important, again, Jared, to help us in that transition and to be I guess you could almost say a prophetic voice in the life of our kids. And by the way, our kids will always look for that voice that paints a picture of a preferred future for them or a possible future for them. We just get to do it through the lens of the kingdom, which is like eternally significant. And I want to encourage volunteer leaders, step into that space, be really intentional about it, step into that space. You've been given an incredible opportunity right now to really make a difference in that kid's life and set them up for the next 10 months.
Yeah. That's so good. Well, as we're coming to a close, obviously, if you're listening to this, yeah, you want to dig in a little bit deeper, if you've got follow-up questions or you want to just have a conversation, we drop our contact info in the show notes. And so you can feel free to get in touch with me. And certainly if you want to chat more with Sid about these types of things, just let me know. We can connect the dots there. But yeah, this is an exciting, I think, resource to get out to people. And we're grateful for the hundreds, if not thousands of kids in our country, Canada, and obviously thousands of kids, you know, around the world that are spending time at summer camps right now, if you're listening to this live.
I love it so much. Moment. Hey, Jared, can I say one more thing before we end this?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Jared, you and I have been talking.
How awkward would it be if I said no?
Yeah.
No, Sid.
No, Sid, we can't.
We're wrapping up. We're done. This is the end. You can't talk anymore.
Shut it down. I think I always make our team nervous when I say there's one more thing I'd like to say. But Jared, you and I have been talking a lot about the need to help our teenagers reimagine what life could look like in terms of being like a missionary in our country to the next generation, or embracing, you know, vocational ministry. We really affirm serving Jesus in both, you know, if there was such a thing as a sacred or secular divide, like serving Jesus at Starbucks is as equally as significant as serving Jesus, you know, at the local drop-in. We're committed to that. But you and I both have been talking lately that we think it's time for us to reemphasize God's calling to give your whole life to ministry. And of course, we have a passion for ministry to the next generation. Hey, volunteers, this is such an important moment where you could actually explore that with kids to see if maybe they, you know, if God has been nudging them or moving them to give their lives fully as, you know, we would call them missionaries within our own country in particular, to serving the next generation, because they've experienced it. They've actually experienced what it is to be intensely involved in this type of work 24 hours a day, you know what I mean, in the space where they are. And it's a taste. And I just think it might be worth, you know, entering the conversation to say, hey, have you ever considered living out that experience as a vocation? Would you be willing to pray and ask the Lord if maybe he might call you there? And again, I just think this is one of those key moments to at least ask the question and see if the Spirit's in it. And if the Spirit is, the Spirit will do that deep work in calling a young person, and we can be a part of that.
Yeah. And we'll give you a really clear next steps. If you have somebody that says, yeah, that could be interesting, they don't know where all that might entail. We've actually put some thought behind it. We have a bit of a process to help students understand what could be their next steps. So we'll link that in the show notes. The way we talk about it is that it is vocational ministry. It's doing this kind of work, and students do get a chance to experience it at summer camp. It's a job. And it is also this kind of ministry as well that you are on staff doing. And so we've got a little bit of a PDF and a pathway, and also just constant communication. So if somebody's interested, your job as a youth worker is simply to connect them to us as one example. There's lots of other places, whether it be, you know, the team at the ministry that you serve with, or, you know, a school of some kind. But we can connect the dots really well to a lot of the jobs that are available currently in ministry, and how you might prepare yourself for that. Depending on where you're coming from, it will take different avenues. And the ministry jobs are different. So some of them are at summer camps, some of them are at drop-in centers, some of them are in churches. So all of those types of things are possible. And we would love to walk you and or your student through that. And you'll find a link in the show notes to learn a little bit more about that.
Love it. Thanks, brother. That's awesome.
All right. For everybody listening, have a wonderful rest of your week. We'll see you back here next week for another conversation, another episode of the Volunteer Youth Worker Podcast. And until then, thanks so much. You're making an eternal difference. And we really believe that what you do is transforming the next generation. And we're so grateful we get to do it together. So have a great one. We'll see you next time.